This is St. Louis Public Radio. The International Institute in St. Louis runs three small urban farms where immigrants and refugees grow produce for their families. The Global Farms program helps the farmers garden fresh vegetables. It sometimes connects them to the countries they left and to their community here in Missouri. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petrin reports, the program is running out of space.
People start showing up at this one-acre farm in South St. Louis around 7:30 in the morning to weed, turn beds, and plant seeds. The breeze smells like compost. It's a familiar scent for the gardeners who grow produce there, like Jean de Dieu Sebenyenzi. It's his second weekend at the Global Farms plots.
I'm taking the opportunity to try and see if I can grow my own and see if I can remember what I used to eat back home.
Sebenyenzi worked as a teacher and farmed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where he was born. Today, he's planting beans his mother bought on a recent trip to Rwanda. The family spent about 5 years in a migrant camp there to avoid civil war. He came here 17 years ago, and to this day remembers his first trip to the grocery store. He wasn't sure what everything was, and nothing tasted quite as good. That's why he's so excited about farming today.
It's a tough time to just leave what you used to eat and then go to try something different. If you have this opportunity to grow what you know and eat it, I'm sure many people will be like, oh, now we are back in life.
So these are not planted?
No, these are not planted. These are like all wild.
We had it last year.
Souk Sepkoda has grown food at Global Farms for 4 years. He's been giving Sebenyenzi tips on farming in Missouri's climate. Sepkoda grows some crops that he enjoyed in Bhutan.
When I come to the Global Farm, I am really happy. Working, digging, you know, taking care of plants. I feel like I'm back home.
Global Farm started in 2008 when a group of Burundians approached the International Institute. They wanted help finding land to continue their farming tradition. The Institute leased a quarter-acre plot. It got grants to expand and provide tools and seeds for the refugee farmers. This year, almost 40 families are growing food on three small farms in the city. Some grow enough summer crops to help feed their families through the fall. A few have sold thousands of dollars in produce to local markets. But there's a problem.
We've run out of space.
That's Joel Walker. He runs the program.
The demand for more space is there, and I believe that we've barely tapped the potential for immigrants and refugees to have plots to farm.
The Institute has been looking for more land for about 4 years. They thought they found a site in North City, but it turned out the soil had high levels of lead and other heavy metals. They couldn't afford the remediation because Global Farms has just one grant from the Refugee Agricultural Partnership Program.
And it wasn't nearly enough money to be able to successfully develop that 2-acre urban farm. And we've been unsuccessful in getting supplemental grants to fill in the gaps.
Walker is looking to lease 5 to 10 acres on a farm a short drive from the city. It's cheaper, but he hasn't had any luck yet. He's hoping a partnership with Washington University's Design for America student group could solve that problem. Sebenyenzi, the Congolese farmer, says he'd be happy to share his 6 small plots so more people can grow the food they miss.
I cannot wait to see July, August when I come and see if I can start harvesting. I'm sure, as I said, not only my family, but the entire community will benefit from it.
The International Institute is looking for more permanent ways to give immigrants and refugees the chance to farm in St. Louis. I'm Kay Petrin, St. Louis Public Radio.